Luke chapter 19. And he entered and was passing through Jericho. And behold, there was a man whose name was called Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was seeking to see Jesus, who he was, and could not because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. And he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree, in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. And as he came to the place, Jesus looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay in your house. And he hurried and came down, and received him, rejoicing. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He has gone in to lodge with a sinful man. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, the half of my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore four times as much. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And as they were listening to these things, he spoke further a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, A certain man of noble birth went to a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called 10 of his own slaves and gave them 10 minas. And he said to them, Do business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent an envoy after him, saying, We do not want this man to reign over us. And when he came back, having received the kingdom, he commanded that those slaves to whom he had given the money should be called to him so that he might know what they had gained by doing business. And the first appeared, saying, Master, your mina has gained 10 minas. And he said to him, Well done, good slave. Because you have become faithful in the least, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your mina, master, has made 5 minas. And he said to this one as well, And you, be over 5 cities. And the other came, saying, Master, behold your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You withdraw what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow. He said to him, Out of your mouth I will judge you, wicked slave. You knew that I am a harsh man, withdrawing what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and when I came, I would have collected it with interest? And to those standing by he said, Take the mina away from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more shall be given. But from him who does not have, even that which he has shall be taken away. However, these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. And having said these things, he went on before them, going up to Jerusalem. And as he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, near the mount which is called Olivet, he sent 2 of the disciples, saying, Go to the village opposite you, in which, as you are entering, you will find a colt tied, on which no man has ever yet sat. Untie it and lead it here. And if anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Thus shall you say, Because the Lord has need of it. And those who were sent went away and found it even as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its master said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "Because the Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus. And when they had thrown their garments on the colt, they put Jesus on it. And as he went, they spread their own garments in the road. And as he was already drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the works of power which they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And he answered and said, "I tell you, if these shall be silent, the stones will cry out." And as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you knew in this day, even you, the things that are for your peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a rampart before you and will encircle you and will press you in on every side. And they will level you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave a stone upon a stone in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered into the temple and began to cast out those who were selling, saying to them, "It is written, 'And my house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him. Yet they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging upon him, listening.